With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An Amazon outage has disrupted global online services.
Internet users around the world faced widespread disruption early on Monday because of a problem at Amazon's cloud computing service. The issue took down dozens of major online services, including social media sites Snapchat, the Roblox and Fortnite video games, and the chat app Signal. About 3 hours after the outage, Amazon Web Services said it was starting to recover from the issue. Amazon Web Services provides behind-the-scenes cloud computing infrastructure to many government departments, universities, and businesses, including the Associated Press, which allows them to provide online services. I'm Karen Schemmer.
President Trump said Monday Hamas must be good or be eradicated as his team sought to protect the ceasefire he negotiated between the terrorist group and Israel. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says Hamas has some time to clean up its own mess.
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent. But they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good. And if they're not good, they'll be eradicated.
A U.S. appeals court has ruled that President Trump can take command of 200 Oregon National Guard troops, but he's still barred from actually deploying those troops, at least for now. A panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 Monday to put on hold an order that kept Trump from taking command of the troops. Another order prohibits Trump from sending any Guard troops to Oregon at all. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the Nasdaq rose 310, the S&P advanced 71. This is SRN News. A watchdog group issues a warning.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kerr County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping people get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing vehicles, or covering rent, among other things. This is SRN News. A brazen daylight theft strikes the Louvre Museum in Paris. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials in France say thieves used a basket lift to reach a window at the world-renowned museum with tourists already inside, then smashing display cases and fleeing with jewelry. The whole operation took 7 minutes, and the escape was made with motorbikes. France's interior minister saying the team of thieves had done scouting. French newspaper Le Parisien reporting the thieves took 9 pieces from the jewelry collection of Napoleon and the Empress. One stolen jewel was found outside the museum. The paper adding the item was believed to be Empress Eugenie's crown and that it had been broken. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.